Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about rethinking application usability in the face of declining critical thinking skills. It's a fascinating topic.
Absolutely. It really makes you think about how we design and use software, doesn't it? So what's the core argument here?
Well, the author argues that intuitive interfaces aren't enough anymore. We need to go deeper, incorporating simplified system and business processes into the design to minimize human error.
That makes sense. They use the example of a financial institution during an earthquake, right? The newer employees couldn't function without the system, but the retirees familiar with manual processes could.
Exactly. It highlights how automation can distance employees from the core business processes. And with critical thinking skills declining, this gap becomes even more problematic.
I see. Interesting. So how do they suggest we tackle this?
They propose 4 steps. First, develop business acumen and user sensitivity within IT teams. The better developers understand the business and its users, the better they can design applications that truly meet their needs.
Makes perfect sense. Understanding the user is key. What's the second step?
Establish clear metrics for application usefulness and track them over time. They talk about the 80-20 rule, where 80% of applications are seldom used. We need to focus on that 20% and make sure the features within those applications are actually being utilized.
Right. It's all about business value. So if people are only using a small portion of an app's capabilities, maybe streamline it. Focus on the core functionalities.
Precisely. Third, advocate for user training and mentoring, especially in areas with high turnover. Ongoing training and readily available support are essential. It shouldn't be a one-time thing.
Got it. I totally agree. What's the final step?
Finally, mine your help desk data. It's a gold mine of information. Analyze those help requests to pinpoint problem areas in applications. It can reveal a lot about an app's effectiveness and user struggles.
I never thought of the help desk that way. It's true, though. Those calls are a direct reflection of user experience.
Absolutely. And by using the help desk data strategically, we can identify areas for improvement and create truly user-friendly, effective applications.
I see what you mean. So it's not just about making applications intuitive. It's about aligning them with business processes and user capabilities. It's about anticipating user needs and addressing potential challenges proactively.
Exactly. And by taking these 4 steps, we can move beyond just ease of use and focus on maximizing business value through truly useful applications. Thanks for joining me for this insightful discussion. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.